We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We hope that we trigger some happy memories. Our show is live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1, or find us on the web. The show includes live music and also some recorded records and CDs. I got Eddie Schmidt sitting right next to me with his two guitars and a smile, and he's smoking a cigarette, folks. No, he's not. I'm just kidding. Well, each month, we try to feature a local guest, and tonight we've got Paul Hendricks, a good friend of ours. He's from the Cedar Lake area. So sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors, is this a small town, hometown, live radio, the old-fashioned way, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. Once again, we'd like to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're live in Amory, Wisconsin with our acoustic guitars, and we've got Paul Hendricks with us, but we're glad to be back here once again. Eddie, good to see you. You've been traveling again, and you were out east, weren't you?
Yeah, out in Pennsylvania. Maryland. Wow. Last couple of weeks, and just flew in last night, and boy, are my arms tired. No, just kidding.
Good to see you.
Good to have you back too. Since we got you back out of San Francisco or Sam Clam's Disco or whatever, or wherever you were last month.
Yeah, so I was out in San Francisco last month, and you guys did an amazing job. I want to thank you so much, and a special thank you to Kenny and Darlene Nelson. They were so nice of them to come in, and we had so much fun sitting in a motel room. We were eating an early supper, and I didn't think about the time change. It was on at 5 o'clock out there, and all of a sudden, I thought, oh, we got to get back and get. So we jumped in a cab quick. I was almost walking distance, but I didn't want to miss the show. So it was, but it was very, very fun to. Eddie, did you realize that last month was a 1 year anniversary of our show here?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and that's the longest we have ever kept a job, you and I. We've straightened our lives out, and. We're doing pretty well here now, aren't we? We kept a job for a year.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember if it was August or October that we started, so it must have been August.
It was September. September. But again, it was so fun sitting out in San Francisco, tuned in on the computer to listen to you guys, and it was, and you did such a good job, Eddie, and I wasn't surprised at all. I remember one time you were asked to lead your entire church service because your pastor was gone, and you asked me to bring my tuba and my guitar, and we did a lot of music, and you did some talking and some laughter, but this is nothing foreign to you to do that kind of thing.
It's still not the easiest thing to do, but we get through it. So.
Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. So your trip, you flew in last night at 1 o'clock?
Well, I got home last night at 1 o'clock. We got back about 10:30 or something, but we pulled into Minneapolis, and the pilot come on the speaker there and says, "This your pilot speaking? I'm sorry, folks. So we got a little trouble. We have a maintenance problem." He said, "The door won't open," and I never heard of that before. He says, "Well, we have to. If you'll just sit with us," and he says, "we got to restart the engines and restart the computer. So hopefully we can get that door open to get you out of this plane." So it only took about 20-25 minutes, and then we finally got off. So, but that was interesting. So.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so. So, well, we got Paul Hendricks with us. Paul, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Good
Thank
to see
you, Mike.
You. Yeah, thanks for coming and taking the time to be a part of the show. We've been friends for quite a few years and played some music together, and you've been to our cabin, and We sat around a campfire and played some music. And
yes, it was a nice night.
Yeah.
And then you made steaks for me to eat, so yeah, that was even better.
Paul, I know you've been, you know, playing guitar and singing for off and on through the years, but we've asked everybody, you know, what inspired you or what made you want to play music. You know, I don't even know when you got started. Can you tell us a little bit of your story there?
Yeah, well, I guess I was in high school and I ended up getting a cheap guitar to try and learn to play a little. I've never taken lessons, but just learned picking it up a little bit at a time so I could accompany myself because I like to sing.
Sure.
And I guess if I didn't like to sing, I probably wouldn't have taken up the guitar either. So
yeah.
It's just worked out that way.
Well, it's like you said, you play well enough to accompany yourself, and that's the main thing, you know, that you can enjoy it, and others do too. So, yeah. I know we knew some of the same people before we got to know you, but Larry Dahlberg is your brother.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah. Yes. I remember way back at Hammond Hall when I was a kid, he was playing with a band called Pressed Rat.
Yes.
And he was the best guitar player anywhere around. He probably still plays very well, but back then you just didn't hear people playing lead guitar. They would play chords and sing, but Larry was an amazing guitar player, and Nick Roberts was in that group.
Correct. And he's a good friend of mine, too. Yeah. I get together and play with some.
Sure, yeah.
And his brother Kenny is a good musician.
Yep.
They play together, and they go to Grantsburg and St. Croix and play at the nursing homes there, like once a month.
Sure, yeah.
And
so we've had mutual acquaintances for many years. So.
Yes.
But we're going to get back and talk more about those things, Paul, but I'm going to make you sing first. So you got a little...
I'll try a Leroy Van Dyke song called Walk On By.
All righty.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello.
Hello.
I belong to another, it wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
Again.
But I know it's not over, I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
All right, that's Paul Hendricks. Nice job there, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. And of course, you live over by the Cedar Lake Speedway. It's so nice to you that if you folks want to go to the races, you can just park at Paul's house.
Yeah, it's only a mile walk, so.
Well, no, you'll give
no
him a
problem.
Ride. You got that little van, you take him
down.
Yeah,
right.
So. Yeah, so just show up at Paul's house and Saturday nights, right?
There you go. No. Especially the winter races. I'm more apt to be there to give you a ride to those.
There you go, sure. yeah, we were talking earlier about Gary Lipke. He's another friend that of yours that we also were acquainted with. And we saw Gary with you this summer up in Lewis.
Correct.
And nice to see him again. Yeah. But you guys played some music together a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, so we both worked at Anderson Windows, and we worked in the maintenance department. And Gary worked a straight 3 to 11 shift, and I worked a swing shift, so every 2 weeks I would trade shifts. So when I would get on the 3 to 11 shift with Gary, then one time during the two-week period, we'd bring our guitars in on a Thursday night and then go to Burkhardt or Boardman after work and play some music and have some fun.
Well, good.
He's basically the guy that got me so I could get myself to sing in public. So
we can blame him. I mean, we give him credit.
Yes, we can blame him.
No.
We used to have a good time, though.
I was trying to think, Paul, I think one of the first times that I remember you singing with us was up at Dave Simonson's up at Govey's, wasn't it? Or was it even before that?
There, or maybe at the Crowbar over on A there when Gary had a birthday party and he had a few people come in and you were one of them that were playing for that.
Yep.
It was a Sunday afternoon or something.
I think that was my brother Steve and I.
He was there, yes.
And then Don Casty was this other guitar player, and then this other drummer that used to play with them guys. I think they used to have a little Saturday night jam thing up there by Webster on the opposite side of where the Crowbar is up there. But
I forgot Steve and Gary were good friends too, weren't they?
Yep.
How I met Steve was through Gary.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Anyhow, Eddie, you want to sing a song? You ready?
Yeah.
You were born ready.
I was born ready, right?
I guess so. Yeah, we'll do a song by the Amazing Rhythm Aces, one called Dancing with the Ones You Love.
All right.
It's so sweet dancing with the ones you love. So sweet dancing with the ones you love. Darling, tell me I'm the one you're thinking of. 'Cause as we dance together beneath a million stars, I dream that I'm in heaven with an angel in my arms. It's so sweet dancing with the ones you love. It's so sweet dancing with the ones you love. Darling, tell me you're the one I'm dreaming of. I don't know about tomorrow or what might be, but if tonight is all we have, it's enough for me. It's so sweet dancing with the ones you love. It's so sweet dancing with the ones you love. Darling, tell me I'm the one you're dreaming of. Darling, tell me I'm the one you're dreaming of.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's a kind of an odd one that you don't hear too often by the Rhythm Aces, but I happened to hear that one time, and it's a good two-step, and they got a really neat steel guitar part in it. I still haven't figured it out, but one of these days we will.
Well, good. Yeah, nice song. That's fun. Yeah. We had some fun here, what was it, maybe a month ago? We played at the Hilltop.
And oh, yeah.
It was actually, as it turned out, wasn't really planned that way, but it was the original Trigger Happy group. It was you and I and John and Bob Hovde.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun.
Johnny Jr.'s 40th. Surprise birthday party there.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that turned out to be a lot of fun. I think it was going to be an acoustic thing, and then you said, well, maybe I'll bring my guitar, too, or your steel. And then John says, well, he asked me if I'd bring the bass, and Bob says, well, then I'm bringing the drums. And it was
I didn't know if he was just going to bring an acoustic guitar and sing, or if we were going to do the whole thing, and then it ended up being the whole thing. So
yeah.
That was fun.
Well, we were down there. It was having some fun just digging up some old songs, and you threw one at me, and I didn't dare do it. Was I Love How You Love Me? We used to do that years ago. And let's try it right now, should we?
Sure, we can.
Yeah. Now, I don't even remember. Did you do an intro on this before, or how did we?
Yeah, okay. I think we played that.
All right, we'll see if we can do it. I love how you love me. I love how you kiss me. When I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you touch, it's almost heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you touch, it's almost heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how you love me. I love how you love me. I love how you love me.
One more.
I love how you love me. 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 Love How You Love Me. That was fun. Yes. That was the version we learned. That one was the Glenn Campbell version, if you knew that.
Oh.
Yeah. But I went back and listened to it on YouTube. I thought that's where we learned it the first time. But we always mentioned that it was by Bobby Vinton, and it was always neat because you were in a movie with Bobby Vinton.
Yeah, at least you used to say that.
Well, we used to announce that we were so proud to do that song because Ed was in a movie with Bobby Vinton years ago.
What was the deal? I was buried in the sand somewhere when he walked by or
it
something?
Is, yeah, one of them old beach movies, I think, is what we... I don't know if anybody ever believed this. I hope they didn't.
I hope they didn't either.
So, anyhow, Paul, let's get back to you. You want to sing another song?
Sure. I'll try an old Merle Haggard song. Sing Me Back Home.
Okay.
Dog,
all right. Thank you.
led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. Then I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar-playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away. Turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, the choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. Then I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die.
Oh, that's Paul Hendricks. Yeah, nice job there, Paul.
Thank you.
This is WPCA Radio, downtown Amory, Wisconsin. And we're having some fun here with some live radio. This is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, I hope you're enjoying what's going on there. We've got a few listeners out there, I know. We keep hearing from others, and we want you to pass the word. Tell your neighbors. This is we're always on the last Thursday of each month at 7 o'clock. And like I said, we've been here over a year doing this now, so it's been a lot of fun there. Yeah. Eddie, you got anything else you want to share here with us?
I was sharing with Bob earlier that this morning, since I got in so late last night, that I was listening to the show, Dave Corbett, here in the morning, and he did a great Don Gibson gospel song, and it was just a great tune, and then he goes into a really good polka, and there's nothing like a really good polka, and I just love it.
I was
having with my folks playing all the time, and between polkas and foxtrots. And
well, nice, yeah. But, well, I forgot to tell you, Eddie, I just bought a brand new tuba. I did. We were down in Stevens Point. We were actually in Oshkosh. My wife had a conference down there for work last week, and I've been looking online. I've got that great big jumbo, which is a great horn. It's that king, but it is so heavy and it's so big.
It's kind of it's loud, too. It works good.
I can't seem to play it soft enough, so I thought if I could find a nice horn like my old horn, that the bell goes straight up, not out, and I found something online, and here it was. I thought, I hate to buy something online without looking at it or trying it out. Here it was in Stevens Point. We went right through there, so I stopped, and this guy took out a couple brand new tubas out of the box. I've never in my life ever touched a brand new tuba. And
was it a a guy's house or a
music
store?
No, it was a music store. Yep, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a big music store down there that it's probably the nicest music store I have ever seen. They've got grand pianos, they've got stand-up basses, they've got everything you could imagine. But he brought out a couple of horns and I started looking at those and I started playing them and I said, I'm going to take one of these. So,
yeah. Well, congratulations on the new tuba.
It's
now you got something new that matches your phone number too at the end.
That's right. Yeah. So anyhow, talking about old time. Yeah, you and I have shared some good old time music and I still love it too. It's always fun. But
I have a question on that. Now the old tuba had a manual rope start on it.
Right.
And does the new one have electric start?
It's got electric, but they said don't trust it.
Don't trust it.
No. Make sure you got the rope ready to go just in case you need it.
You can choke the new one?
I can choke it, yes. Yeah, you bet. But, I tried a three-valve and a four-valve, and I used to play a four-valve in high school.
Oh, really?
Paul, talking about, you went to school in, is it Unity, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you grow up on a farm in that area? Or?
Yeah, out a couple miles west of Bone Lake. I grew up on a dairy farm there.
Okay.
And then in 1969, my dad got rid of his cows and became a mail carrier. So I didn't miss those milk cows a bit.
Oh.
I liked a lot of things about farming, but milking twice a day wasn't one of them. I knew by the time I was 10 years old that I wasn't going to be a dairy farmer.
You had your mind made up by that time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a good life.
Sure.
A lot of land to run around on and have fun and had horses. And I actually had a horse that I used to race.
Really?
Yeah. I'd go around to the county fairs and race.
There was
a lot of fairs had races back then.
Really?
Oh, that's neat. And we had a good time.
Yes. This is just kind of a silly question, but Unity, when did they consolidate with the three communities? Was that in the early 60s? Or?
It was actually before that, I believe. The new high school actually opened in 1960.
Okay.
My older sister was going to Milltown to high school in 1960, and at Christmas time, after Christmas break, everybody moved out to the new high school.
Oh.
So she was there with the first group that moved into it.
Sure.
And so I don't know for sure if, there was Unity, or there was Balsam Lake, Milltown, and Centuria. And I got to go to all of those schools without ever moving.
Oh, sure.
I went to first through fourth grade in Milltown.
Okay.
Fifth grade, I was in Centuria. Sixth grade, I was in Balsam Lake. Seventh and eighth, back in Milltown. And then I was out to the high school for high school.
And how many years were you in sixth grade?
I was 3 years in Balsam Lake.
Oh, yeah. But 3 years in sixth grade. Oh, Balsam Lake, not three years in sixth grade.
In sixth grade, yeah.
Oh, in sixth grade, okay.
Yeah, I did pretty good. It was 4 years for fifth grade.
So. Yeah. So, Eddie, you got something you want to sing or play?
Sure. I talked to my son Ethan, and he was down in Menominee last night. Another good friend of ours, Greg Wheeler, that plays harmonica, that he works with us, and we get together and do some stuff once in a while. He was playing with Randy Sins and John Lynch down there last night, and they had let me know that Randy's brother was playing drums with him, and they had a steel player from Nashville coming in.
Really?
And so he was down there, so I had mentioned to Ethan to go down and check that out. So he was down there and checking that out, and I guess he's a songwriter and player that's pretty busy down in Nashville, and he said it was real good and interesting, and had an old Showbud steel guitar and stuff. And,
oh, nice.
And our other friend, Kenny Houston, was down there. He was checking out the house
to see how
they were doing.
Oh,
so, but yes. No, that was sound like some good country music going on there last night down in Menominee at the Barrel Room. So.
Sure. We're going to play a song by one of our friends. He's been on this show with us, and he's also been on the Opry, the theater show here with us too, Fizz Kaiser. And I hope Fizz is listening. But this is a song off of his country. I don't remember the title of the album, but it's all real country. You played on a lot of this, but this is the first cut off of the CD, and I just think it's a great song. I just want to play it and hope you enjoy it here. So.
Pull up a chair, sit right down, cut the cards and deal around. Nice to see you, I'm glad you're here. Nice to see that you brought some beer. I'll put on some drinking songs, could be here till the break of dawn. We're gonna find out where we stand tonight. We got hard luck, hard living. We're all stuck with the hand we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. Shut up and double down. Pick your heart up off the ground. Let them know that you're still in the game. And then when they think you fold, it's time to raise. Stuck with the heart we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. Well, it's a brand new deck, but the same old game. You're a total wreck with no one to blame. One good hand, you're in the clear. Two good hands and you're out of here. Pick them up or let them ride. Do you go all in just one more time? You gotta trust them hearts, that's your only play. Hard luck, hard living. We're all stuck with the hand we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. Hard luck, hard living. We're all stuck with the hand we're given. We're all in and now it's time to play. Shut up and double down. Pick your heart up off the ground. Let them know that you're still in the game. And then when they think you fold, it's time to raise. Hard luck, hard living. We're all stuck with the heart we're given. We're all in and now it's time to
okay, that's Fizz Kaiser. That's good. I like that song.
Yeah, great tune.
It's a really a good song. And you played on that one, didn't you?
I think I helped out on that one. And I remember Fizz had this great piano player that I think when he goes out as the Fizz and the Ranch Hands or the couple guys that go with him, he's got this guitar player, John, and this keyboard player, but that guy brought in this huge Hammond B3, and it was it had the Leslie and everything, and it was heavy to get in there, but that guy knew how to use every draw bar that was on there.
Really?
And I guess he's toured with some folks all over the world when he was touring a lot, but he's now he's farming. So
that tells you about the music business, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just like that song. I think that whole CD is really good, but that's my favorite song on that CD. It's just a little bit different of some of the things that Fizz has written, and he's written some great songs. But so, Fizz, if you're out there listening, thanks. That was some great music. But we were at the theater here, was it just a couple weeks ago, I guess, wasn't it, on a Friday night? And it was Trigger Happy, and we had Gay Magnifici with us, and then my brother John was with us that night, and we had a great time. There was a group called the Country Classics were with us too, from down by I think Eau Claire area,
Altoona.
Altoona, yeah. But we had a great time. It was really fun to kind of turn John loose again. He brought his cop uniform, and we've seen that. Well, Paul, you've seen that act many times, but it's still I never get tired of it. It's very.
And
very
when he's much. Done with it, you always have the one gal walked up to him and says, "When I saw that Billy Club, that's a real Billy Club." And he goes, "Yeah, everything's real." That he's got quite an outfit. So
A few years ago, we were playing at the theater in Spring Valley, and he was getting prepared to do that act as he was off to the edge of behind the stage, and somebody in the choir had fainted and fallen. So they had some EMTs were trying to get through there, and John's standing there in this cop uniform. So they're all turning to him, you know, like, "Okay, what's going on? Where should we go?" And he says, "I don't know." And they, "Well, you're the authority here, aren't you?" He says, "No." "Well, what kind of a policeman are you?" He said it was so embarrassing that they thought he was supposed to be in charge there. But so he told some other stories when he was down in Pulaski with that cop uniform on, too. And I think him and Scooby-Doo had something worked out, but fun stuff. So yeah, we're going to be there again. We're going to kind of regroup this thing for December. We're going to go, I believe it's going to be December 8th, which is a 7th, is it? 7th.
On a Thursday?
On a Thursday. And we've been doing it Friday nights, the second Friday of each month. We're going to move it to Thursdays, I believe. We're looking at that. So, but there'll be information out there for everybody to catch up on the changes. But we're going to have a big show next time. We're going to have, I think the Hunyaks are going to be with us. And the Ricks will be there. Gay will be back again. And John is...
And Brandy...
Brandy.
Brandy Anderson.
Brandy Anderson. Brandy Anderson, yeah. And, yeah, we're going to work up some music with her. So it's going to be a big show for... And we'll... free popcorn, too, folks. Don't forget. So, Eddie, you wanna sing a tune there?
Sure. We'll do a song. It was from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
All right.
And it's one called Man of Constant Sorrow.
Okay.
I have to do the intro that my son showed me. You know, he learns how to do it right, and then shows me how to do it. So here we go. Constant sorrows, I've seen trouble all of my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. It's fair bewell, my old true lover, I never expect to see you again. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, without friends to help me now. He has no friends to help me now. Can bury me in Sun Valley for many years where I may lay. Then you may learn to love another while I am sleeping in my grave. While he was sleeping in his grave. Tears fell
expect to see you again. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, friends never see you no more. Then in this world I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
We ended up in the same studio. There's a lot of words in that one. We don't know if we got them all right.
And I've never played six string on that one either, but whatever, that was fun. That's live radio is what it is. And
you never know what you're going to get, do
you? Just never know. That's why we always have to tell everybody to be on your best behavior while you're here. So, but yeah, that was fun, Eddie. We used to do that song a lot out playing, and we got to work that up again. That's a dandy song.
Yeah, we're going to relearn that one tomorrow.
We will work on that one. And I'll probably be playing bass on it next time. So, deer hunting's coming up. I imagine you'll be in the woods, huh?
Yeah, we're going to take some time off and go see if we can't find Bambi in the woods again.
Sure. So. Paul, do you hunt?
A little.
Yeah?
I go out, and we've got an 80 about a mile west of Bone Lake that we go out there and hunt, and
yeah,
I've got
a nice land up there.
I've got a deer stand with a wood stove in it.
Oh yeah.
So I really don't suffer too much.
No, well that's
of course I don't shoot many deer either, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to clean them.
Yeah. So, Paul, you want to sing another song?
Yeah, we can try another one. Try a Hank Thompson song, sure. "Wild Side of Life."
All right. Let's see. Well, this will be a first for us, too.
Yes.
But that's okay.
We haven't done this one together before, so we'll see how it goes.
So we'll go to the five. Okay.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I've been wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay night life has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you ever known. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the world.
wild side of life. And went back to the wild side of life.
Oh, that's Paul Hendricks. Yes, nice job there. It's a Hank Thompson song.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before. We had the honor to play with Hank Thompson down in Neillsville, Wisconsin. And also over in Hudson, we played with Hank Thompson. So, yeah, very nice.
With Halloween coming up here, Mike, remember all the years when we used to get dressed up for Halloween? When we, like, some of the craziest costumes I can remember us wearing stuff at the Country Dam. And never knowing what you and John and Bob were going to wear and stuff. There were some great costumes. I remember the one year when Bob had that whole complete outfit with that hat and the net. He looked like a beekeeper.
That's right.
Or like he just came out of Africa or something. I don't know. But,
yeah.
And you had your tuxedo. Did you have a tuxedo?
No, I had an army uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Complete. Yeah, the hat, the whole works. It, it fit me like a glove. I bought it at an antique store. And so, yeah, that was, we had a lot of fun. We used to play at Burkhart every year for their Halloween party and some amazing costumes. I always thought Halloween was, when you get to be about eighth grade, you quit doing that. People, I mean, adults are so into this. It's just, it's so neat. But so I'm going to say hello to a few folks out there, and I want to make sure you guys jump in here too. I'm going to say hello to Shirley Halliburton over in Woodbury, Minnesota. Jim Bjorkman out in Montana. Jim, so nice to have you tuning in. Phil and Linda down in Wilson, Wisconsin. Mom and Jim, so hello to them. And John, my brother, I think he's tuned in here tonight too. And Edna Knutson Bjorkman, I usually talk to her every month before the show, and I, for some reason, I just didn't find the time today. Edna, I'll call you tomorrow. But it's funny, she called me last month, and I was in San Francisco. She said, is the show going on tonight? I says, yep, it will be. I said, but I'm in San Francisco. She says, you're what? And I explained to her that Eddie was going to do it, and she said, well, I'm sure it'll be just fine. So I'm sure she was tuning into you, Eddie. But Uncle Bob, same story. He called me. I was out in San Francisco, and he calls me. But Denny Thorson from the Hunyaks and Bill Ganadzik, say hello to them. Cindy and Mylon from the Rooster's Roadhouse. And we're going to be there January 28th, I believe it is, Eddie.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
It's a Sunday afternoon. It's we always try to space it up between the Packer games. I think it's the Pro Bowl is that day. And so we've been there the last couple of years on that Sunday, and it's been a real success for us. So, but we're starting to wind down here a little bit. How much do we got time for?
Paul, want to say hi to some folks out there?
How about your wife, Paul?
My wife probably isn't listening. That was the only thing. She was in Altoona when I left and was maybe driving back. She's probably home about now, but she had to do a lot of running. She got to go up to Monticello today, follow my son up there with his motorhome. He's going to try and get the place up there to sell it. And then she had to get him a ride back to Altoona afterwards. Mm. So she got to put some miles on today.
So I overlooked saying hello to Debbie. I was so sidetracked with my stories. But Eddie, how about you?
Yeah, just a lot of the folks that are always listening, like the Rex Cactus cousins there, usually listening, and Kenny and Darlene over in Cottage Grove. They that helped us out last month. They're usually listening, and friend over in Minneapolis, Brian Jevning, he might be listening tonight. You never know.
Good.
He always asks when we're doing it. But yeah, just thanks to all the folks that are listening in. So.
Sure.
How about your wife?
Yes, my wife Joanne. Yes. She listens once in a great while.
I'm going to throw in a quick gospel song if that's okay.
Sure.
Precious Lord, and Key of G. Again, we've never done this, but that's what this show is all about, right?
You just never know.
You never know. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dear, precious Lord,
linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I will stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Oh, that's a precious Lord, one of those great old gospel songs. It's
can't beat that with a stick.
You can't. No, those. Yeah, we had some fun here. What, a couple of weeks ago, you came and played at our church. It was for our fall festival.
Yep, that was fun. Denny Armstrong came down and helped us out on drums.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. Yeah, so we're gonna. You want to play a little instrumental on your steel there, Eddie? We got time, or
we're getting close.
Okay, maybe we don't have.
We got 2.5 minutes.
Well, maybe we should just. Wrap up here too, and Paul, so nice to have you come in and help us out here. We appreciate that so much, and you've been on the theater with us too, and we hope we can get you back to do some singing with us there.
That was a lot of fun at the theater. It was organized nice, and I really enjoyed that.
Well, and we're working on that, just our presentation, and just trying to hone things in to make it more presentable for people, but. We sure hope you'll be a part of it again too. And
thanks, Paul, for always. You come see us more than anybody else. I think you're such a great supporter of us and whatever music we're throwing out there. So
yeah,
well, you play music I enjoy.
Yeah,
kind of got me over barrel.
Well, like Eddie said, thank you. You've been very, very loyal follower of. If we're within 75 miles, we can find Paul in the audience, which has been really nice. So. And again, we'll be back here again next month. It'd be the last Thursday, I believe it's November 30th, we'll be back here again. And I think Reland Grove is going to be with us next month. So keep tuned in here with WPCA Radio 93.1, or catch them on the web. It's a great radio station here right downtown Amory. Thank you to Bob Zonk, who engineered for us again tonight, and for all the work he does in the theater. People have no idea how much work that is, I've helped a little bit, and I've just seen a little bit of what you do, and it's amazing, Bob. Thank you for all your dedication to that. So, and we'll see you next time around.
See you next month.
Yep. Thank you.